1620-94.5 WTAW. There was one public speaker at last week's College Station City Council meeting, but before retired Councilwoman Elizabeth Kunis started her comments, Mayor John Nichols presented her with a street sign that's given to those who finish their service. Here's the conversation between the mayor and the councilwoman.
Move on then to hear visitors, and unfortunately, Ms. Kunha could not be here this afternoon when we celebrated the council members who are departing the council at this time. She was busy at school with her classes and could not get away. I assume she is on the line, and oh, she's in the audience. Oh, well, come forward, Ms. Kunha. Wait a minute. No, we're gonna. I'm gonna do this a little differently. We got a camera here. Who's got a camera? Do we have a presentation we can do for her? Yeah, we're gonna do a presentation. Yes, we are. I'm sorry, you don't have a choice.
You'll get your 3 minutes.
Well, you can read your statement, but first we're going to honor you and make a presentation, which the city manager will do. And I, but before they do that, I want to express my appreciation on behalf of the council for the 4 years you served on council, at least four. And I think she move on then to hear visitors. And unfortunately, Ms. Kunha could not be here this afternoon when we celebrated the council members who are departing the council at this time. She was busy at school with her classes and could not get away. I assume she is on the line. And oh, she's in the audience. Oh, well, come forward, Ms. Kunha. Wait a minute. No, we're going to, I'm going to do this a little differently. We got a camera here. Who's got a camera? Do we have a presentation we can do for her? Yeah, we're going to do a presentation. Yes, we are. I'm sorry. You don't have a choice.
You'll get your 3 minutes.
Well, you can read your statement, but first we're going to honor you and make a presentation, which the city manager will do. And I, but before they do that, I want to express my appreciation on behalf of the council for the 4 years you served on council, at least four. And I think she has worked harder and probably spent more hours during those 4 years, not just on council business, but she is known as a committed volunteer in the community. Anybody that knows Councilwoman Kunha knows that she is everywhere anytime you need a volunteer, and she advertises that publicly. And there's no one that has done more work diligently in following through on what the city is included in its agenda package and ask good questions. I've been impressed with her devotion and dedication to serving the Citizens College Station, which is what you came here to do and what you always did. And you made it clear that that's what you're up to. So I want to just say thank you on behalf of the council and the citizens for what you have done for us. And we have a presentation for Ms. Kunha. I wasn't sure whether they're going to make it tonight here or be online, but I'm happy you made it, and we wanted to make sure you got recognized appropriately. Now, you have a statement you'd like to read, so you can go there or you can do it from here. Okay. Let me get up there and recognize you.
Okay. I want you to notice I only brought my paper to the podium. I did not bring anything else.
Ms. Kunha, you have your 3 minutes of here visitors, or as much time as you'd like.
Thank you, Mayor. I start off by apologizing for missing your reception. At 3 p.m., it would have meant skipping school to attend a party for my friends. And teenagers have a really stark view of fairness and respect an even playing field. And for those reasons, I decided to stay in school and not come to your reception. And so I do apologize for missing it. But this is 3 minutes that is open to any citizen. My name is Elizabeth Kunha. I reside in Shenandoah in the city of College Station. And I have come to say warmest congratulations to each of you. for and to your opponents for running informative, issue-focused campaigns. You have now been given the chance by the citizens of College Station for an opportunity to govern the way that you think government should be run. You can be the kind of politician that you wish all politicians were, and you can be the change that you want to see in the world. Congratulations on the awesome opportunity to live what you believe. You will make mistakes because everyone makes mistakes. But in the vast concourse of everyone who makes mistakes, there is a subset of individuals who also make a difference, who make a positive impact moving forward. And our staff are such people. I am grateful for their sharp minds and the investment of their talent. It has been my greatest honor from time to time to be able to offer a prayer on behalf of the residents for the safety of our staff, that they may see clearly the best way forward, and that they may feel the residents' appreciation and gratitude for their work. I will continue to pray for our staff in my personal prayers at home. After years of serving alongside them, I am so very impressed with them all. The ones that are still here, certainly, but also ones like Jay, Alyssa, Yvette, Steve, Natalie, and Vanessa, who have left their fingerprints on our future even after moving on to other chapters of their lives. College Station is a great place because we have great councils that set the vision and great staff that mold it into life. After years of close inspection and deep reflection, I leave the dais less cynical about government than when I arrived. May that be your journey as well. Good night, and I look forward to watching you on Channel 19 from home. Y'all have a wonderful journey.
Have a great evening, and enjoy watching it on TV in your slippers in front of the TV.
Comments from the beginning of last week's College Station City Council meeting involving retired Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna, who decided to be a public speaker in her first meeting not on the council, and her conversation with Mayor John Nichols. A note that John Nichols, entering his third year as mayor, is part of starting his 13th year as part of the College Station City Council. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.